Most everybody here has probably heard the phrase, "You can bet your sweet life on it." The phrase is usually spoken by someone who wants to convey absolute certainty on some matter. He or she is so sure of something, they say, "You can bet your sweet life on it." The gospel today is asking us what we would bet our sweet life on. As the Lord Jesus makes clear to his listeners, those words may end up being more than just a phrase. As we heard, the leaders of the Jews aren't putting their money on Jesus. We could say that they are the opposition here because they just aren't buying what Jesus proposes. We could say they believe only what they can see with their own eyes. And they know Jesus did not come down from heaven, because after all, they know his father and his mother, as they say. So when he claims to be bread that came down from heaven, they're simply having none of it. There was a comic strip that showed an 8-year-old boy, Michael, running into the house to get his mom. "Come quick," he says. "Lizzie's in the park, and she's got her tongue stuck to the flagpole." So mom runs to the park where 6-year-old Lizzie's face is frozen to the cold metal pole. Mom frees her and says, "Honey, I've told you 100 times not to put your fingers or your tongue on very cold metal. I told you that if you did that, you'd stick to it. So why did you put your tongue on the flagpole?" And Lizzie answers, "I wanted to see if it was true." Lizzie's problem is the same problem the non-believers in the gospel had when Jesus explained his origins. For them, and possibly for some of us, it's difficult to believe something you just can't see with your own eyes. Obviously, we find the Lord Jesus taking a different position. He asked his followers to believe without seeing for ourselves. "Not anyone has seen the Father," we hear him tell his followers, "except the one who is from God," meaning himself. So Jesus invites us to believe he is who he says he is, sent from heaven to earth by God, even if our eyes tell us he looks every bit a human as we do. A little girl named Juliana was balancing herself on the top of a brick planter one day. The planter was at least 2 feet high. The girl's mom said to her, "Honey, be careful." Juliana smiled and said to her mom, "Oh, it's okay. God is holding my hand." Now, we could say that's the same trust that Jesus is asking of us. What we can't see with the eyes in our head, we see with the eyes of faith. We don't have to see Jesus come down from heaven with our own eyes. We take him at his word. He says he is sent from God, and we believe him. Again, it's that proverbial leap of faith. Believing in something, believing in somebody, even if we can't see it for ourselves. For the believer in Jesus, faith is a precondition. We take Jesus' side of this argument. We don't have to see to believe. Now, as we might expect, there are big stakes here. We hear Jesus lay it out for us when he says, whoever believes has eternal life. So we find this exchange between Jesus and his detractors become more than just some petty argument about Jesus' claim to have seen God. It becomes a life and death matter for those of us who believe him. We have Jesus asking us to believe him when he promises us an eternal life with God his Father. He tells us that if we eat this bread that he gives us, we will live forever. As ordinary bread sustains our bodies, now this extraordinary bread from heaven will sustain our spirits with God in heaven. In and through Jesus, bread dropped from heaven again, God makes to us an unlimited offer of life. The Indian leader Mahatma Gandhi once said that there are people in the world so hungry that God cannot appear to them except in the form of bread. What a beautiful image. And while Gandhi was surely speaking about the poor of the world, we should not be so proud as to say we are not the poor. We are poor in every way, and God knows it. As he provided manna for the poor slaves wandering in the desert, he wants to provide bread for us in our own poverty. The bread that comes to us in his son Jesus. With him, we will find food for the here and now. And with him, we will find food at the eternal banquet of God. So again, this argument has eternal consequences. As we see one more time, Jesus asks us to put our trust in him. And it's clear, yes, it's clear that many of his listeners cannot do that. Many people nowadays are in the same boat. What we ourselves decide is important. Now, this can't be stressed enough. Because in the end, we're betting our sweet life on it.